If they're going to cut down an apple tree.
Well, they've not done it yet, but I hear them back then. I hear them threaten it.
Well, that's just, that'd be a sign if they were to do that. I just was wondering that too. I don't know what kind of apples that they have on that tree. I wonder if the people, you just said you didn't know if they'd moved in yet.
No, I don't know if they've moved here yet or not. But I ain't able to go down there and I ain't able to do anything, so there ain't any use in me trying to find out anything about it. But boy, if I live there where I could get to them, I'd, weather like this, if I didn't count them, I'd dry me some apples.
Yeah. And if they, you had a tree like that in your backyard, you'd want to use it. Now this next part's about different kinds of bugs and things. Now, that insect that at night, it's got white wings and it'll fly around the light at night.
Miller.
Yeah. And now, the kind of thing that'll get in your clothes, that eat holes in your clothes.
Moths.
And do they have those around here, the ones?
Well, I should think so.
You have that problem around?
Yeah.
They get in you? Now, what about the kind of thing that flies around with the light in its tail?
It's a lightning bug. I don't reckon it does any harm to anything.
No,
if it ever did, I never did know it.
I never heard of that either. Now, what about this thing that you'll see around a pond? It's an insect, and it's got a long, thin body and filmy wings. And sometimes people say it's a sign that there's snakes nearby.
Yeah. We always called them gala nippers, and I don't know what they're any sign of. I don't know what.
Is that, have you
we just called them a gala nipper, and I don't know whether that, what the right name for them is, whether that's the right name or not.
Well, have you ever heard of a snake doctor?
No, I think I have. But I don't think they're snake doctors.
Well, that's something else. Now, what kinds of stinging insects do they have around here?
Well, we've got the wasp and the, a dirt dog will sting, believe it or not. But
I didn't know that.
Well, boy, I was told it wouldn't sting. I caught one, I know it will.
So you know that for sure.
Yeah. We have the wasp and the dirt and the bee and the bumblebee and the yellow jacket and the hornet.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt doggers, they won't sting if you let them alone.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, now what about those little things that fly around at night and bite people?
Mosquitoes is one of them, and
yeah.
Boy, now they're vicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about the little bitty bugs that get, they burrow in your skin, you know, like if you walk through a field or something in tall grass and you
yeah.
get them all up?
Well, I don't know.
They make you itch real bad. They
might be, I guess it's some kind of a gnat.
And then the kind that will get like, you see.
Oh, shoot, I guess that's ticks.
Or something like that, yeah. And what about chiggers? Do you have
Oh, there are plenty of chiggers
here. Mm-hmm. And what about the insects that some are green and some are brown and they hop along the grass?
Grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
No, I don't think I ever did.
Oh, the little tiny fish that people use for bait.
Well, some's called topwater.
Mm-hmm. What about minnows? Have you ever?
Well, some call, there's one kind they call a minnow,
uh-huh.
And there's one kind they call a topwater.
Oh, I see.
I reckon they are a difference, but I can't
mm-hmm.
tell you the difference.
Mm-hmm.
These topwater just swims along, you might say, on top of the water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But these minnows, I reckon they're kind of down under the water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm more acquainted with the topwater than
mm-hmm,
anything
mm-hmm.
else.
Now what about that thing that a spider makes when it